Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm going to preface this conversation with I love my girlfriend.
Uh-oh.
Just start with that.
Are you about to dig a hole right now?
But there's a few things she doesn't understand about my job. And there's two I can think of. One, when we're not speaking on the microphone, that we're actually still working.
Right.
She thinks that that's the perfect time to text and converse because he's not talking on air. He's not working.
Hold on. I got to ask, is she awake right now?
I think she is, yeah. Yeah, I'm screwed.
Yeah, this is going to make for an interesting weekend.
But the one which involves today is she forgets I wake up in the threes in the morning.
Right.
So today is Easter. I'm going to Vegas to see her. We have some champagne to open. We're going to watch. We're going to have a night out.
Okay.
And she's very, very excited. But she is going to be ready to go as soon as I go there.
And she doesn't understand that you've been up since 3 and then you're going to drive 3 hours to go see. You're probably going to be tired. Maybe give me like a 20, 30 minute power nap. Will you get that?
She's not going to understand that because she wakes up at a time that most people do. She has a 9-to-5 job.
Uh-huh.
So when I hit a wall after not having my nap at about 8 p.m., she's not going to understand that, and she's probably going to think I'm being unsociable and like, what's wrong with you? We're seeing each other. Let's have fun.
Okay, let me just be devil's advocate here. Have you ever explained to her, like when she said, hey, when you get here, let's start the party, did you say, I'm probably going to be tired. Can I take a quick nap?
Yeah, she calls me soft.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, so she doesn't get
and then,
it.
And then goes in one ear, out the other ear. She's like, let's go. And she's already got the pool heated. She's ready to go. She wants to watch basketball outside drinking champagne in the heated pool. That's our Easter.
Hey, it sounds fun. Maybe you just pull up a lawn chair and put your sunglasses on. She won't know that you're sleeping.
You know what I do sometimes? I sometimes tell her I'm leaving late and I leave early and I just take a 20-minute nap in my car.
Well, you're busted now if she's listening.
Oh, she hasn't texted yet.
What is it that your partner just doesn't understand about your job?
Yes, that's what I was getting at.
They don't get it. You can call or text us, 888-431-3764. Yeah, you're the only girl in my... Guy's in trouble.
Haven't got a text yet.
Which means she's either really mad or maybe you got lucky and she's not listening.
It's one of those two things. She's furious or she didn't listen. I hope it's the latter.
So we're talking about when it comes to your job and what your partner might not understand. Guys, get ready to go back to Vegas because it's Easter weekend. You want to be with your girlfriend, but she's ready to party as soon as you get there. And we get up really early.
No one understands that we get up at 3. They forget.
Yeah,
we might be tired.
Might need a little nappy poo.
Just
okay?
A cat nap.
I will admit there were a lot of things that I didn't understand with my husband. He was previously a police officer. And so we would go out to places and he was always looking around. And I was like, are you checking that girl out? Are you doing? And I was always on his case about it. And he's like, no, what you don't understand. And he's like, I can't just turn it off. If we're out in public, I'm always looking to see what's surrounding us. If there's any danger around us, he's like, I'm not checking her out. I'm just surveying the area.
And if you think about it, it's completely understandable what he's seen as his experience as a police officer. I noticed that at the Christmas party, we were having a great conversation over a beer. Every time, this is your house, every time a car would come past,
right,
he'd stop mid-sentence and just look at them. And I was there thinking, I wish I was that much of a bad you-know-what, and I wish I was that cool. This is awesome, just protecting his family like that. Anyway, the 951 says, working nights is so hard on the body. I work 10 to 12-hour days, then come home and sleep. So to the wife, it seems like all I do is sleep. Then the weekend comes and she just wants to keep going. I'm exhausted.
Here's another one similar to that from the 213 says, I'm a nurse. I work 12-hour shifts. My husband doesn't understand the stress that goes with it, the intricate life-saving details that we do for work. Plus, we're on our feet 11 out of the 12 hours, so it's mentally and emotionally draining. So on our day off, I just want to rest, and he doesn't understand why I want to sleep in maybe an extra hour or two.
Yeah, and that's completely fair. You just need that time to decompress.
Right.
Just apart for an hour or whatever it may be.
Right. What is it that your partner doesn't get about your job?
888-431-3764. Hey, give us a call or send a text. It's Kelly and Guy on KPRO.
All it takes is a
Old Dominion coming to Coastal Country Jam. We have your chance to win tickets in about 15 minutes, 7:10 this morning. No text from my girlfriend yet. Is she really mad or has she gone back to sleep?
I don't know. Might be a awkward weekend for you.
Yeah, I'm hoping not. But I did go, if you missed it, I started complaining that she doesn't understand my job. She doesn't understand that when I'm not talking like I am now, I am still working. And more importantly, that I wake up at 3 a.m. So when I'm going home for Easter today to Vegas to see her, she's going to want a party immediately and not going to understand that I may just need a nap, some decompression time.
A little power nap on a Friday.
That's all I ask.
I don't think that's too much to ask for. Alex in Victorville, what is it that your partner just doesn't understand about your job?
I get up at 12:30 in the morning and I don't get home till after 4.
Oh, that's a long day.
Yeah, it's a long day. And I just want to just lay down and just relax for a little while, just decompress. I'm not want to go to sleep yet, just want to decompress.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife's like, well, you got to take out the trash. You got to take care of the dog. You got to do this. She's like, let me just decompress for a little bit, you know, because I drive all that time.
And that's one of those things. It's not like you want to spend extra time in your car where you're like, I'll just sit here and I'll give myself 30 minutes. It's like, let me get out of the car, get in a comfy chair and relax a little bit.
And she doesn't get that on my day off. I don't want to drive.
Right.
I drive all week.
Right? They just don't get it. Christine from Fontana, what does your partner not get about your job?
That I talk all day long to patients and that I hear a lot of complaints. So when I get home, he wants to be a chatterbox and talk to me and ask me, what do I think about this? I go, look, I don't want to think. I just need downtime, just peace and quiet, not talking. Nothing.
It's almost like when you get home, you need like a half hour window.
Yes, I agree with that.
Maybe that should be the new rule.
Exactly. That's all it takes. Just half an hour to an hour, whatever time you need to decompress alone. Then we're good to go. Then you can crack open the champagne.
951 says, my wife works a pretty physical job. She's in custodial. But as for me, I drive all day. She thinks that I should never be tired. She doesn't understand the strain that comes with being in the car. People who commute, I give you so much credit.
It's
because
exhausting.
Just sitting in the car, the traffic, I could never do that.
It's exhausting. All right, we done with this segment so I can stay out of trouble?
Well, I don't know. We'll see if you're out of trouble or just really, really deep into trouble.
Yeah, if she is sleeping, I will not be podcasting this for later, so you won't be able to hear it again because you will never hear it.